This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Authorities have arrested a suspect in connection to a suspicious death in Price County last week. According to law enforcement authorities, 38-year-old Davin Castro Gutierrez was arrested on suspicion of homicide by Marshfield police earlier this week. Authorities say the 28-year-old Marshfield woman's death is being investigated as a domestic violence incident, and their investigation shows that she was killed in the city of Marshfield. The woman was found dead in Price County along State Highway 13 in the town of Hackett on November 3rd. The Duluth City Council voted to approve a resolution providing more funding for the Damiano Center and CHUM on Tuesday. The resolution requested $500,000 in funding from the sale of the Cirrus Incubator Building, as well as an additional $500,000 from the Duluth Economic Development Authority. The funding would go towards the construction of a 120-bed shelter at the Damiano Center and the expansion of the nonprofit CHUM. The City Council voted unanimously to pass the resolution. Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was re-elected to the position by a smaller Republican majority on Tuesday. Speaker Voss has now held the position longer than anyone in state history, but faced challenges to his re-election bid with new district maps across the state this year. In addition to losing the near-Republican supermajority with the new maps, Voss faced calls for a change from members of his own party due to past conflicts with President-elect Donald Trump. The Republican majority in the Assembly dropped by about 10 seats. The Duluth City Council voted to approve the use of tax increment funding for a housing complex and daycare project on Tuesday. The Brayview Housing Project will feature 72 affordable apartments for seniors and daycare space for up to 100 kids when complete. The project is located near the old Essentia campus and is being done by One Roof Community Housing. The project is expected to cost over $30 million when complete, and city officials say the use of TIF funds will ease operating costs when the building is finished in 2026. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety say they've seen a massive uptick in the use of the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line. According to their annual report, the tip line received over 5,200 tips during the last school year, marking a 40% increase from the previous year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the tip line helps students address safety concerns to allow them to focus on learning in class. According to the report, bullying has typically been the most common reported tip since the program's launch. Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde has yet to concede the race to Senator Tammy Baldwin a week after the election. In a social media post on Tuesday, Hovde said he was gathering more information to decide whether to request a recount in the razor-thin election and questioned what he called voting inconsistencies. During an interview following the post, Hovde admitted that he lost but still did not concede the race. The Milwaukee Election Commission later put out a statement unequivocally refuting Hovde's, quote, baseless claims. The Duluth Area Chamber Foundation has announced that Honor Flights will be returning for veterans in the region. In partnership with Honor Flight Northland, selected local veterans will be able to fly to Washington, D.C. free of charge to visit the memorials honoring the conflicts that they fought in. The flights have not taken place in Duluth since the spring of 2023 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and funding concerns, but another flight has been scheduled for May 31st. Veterans interested in participating can apply for the Honor Flight online. Charges have officially been filed against the man accused of a string of burglaries in Duluth last week. According to court documents, 58-year-old Jeffrey Scott Montana was officially charged with multiple counts of burglary, assault, threats of violence, and the kidnapping of two victims. The burglaries began on November 4th when Montana allegedly broke into an 80-year-old man's house and knocked him over while searching for money. He allegedly broke into another older couple's home the following day, as well as another 70-year-old woman's home. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared next week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. According to a press release from Wisconsin Emergency Management, the designation is meant to remind residents that winter weather can cause dangerous conditions and they should begin preparing for those cold months now. DHS officials say there were dozens of cold-related deaths last winter, as well as hundreds of emergency room visits and hospitalizations. Residents should make their plans and gather essential emergency supplies now. The National Park Service will hold 4 public meetings this month to gather public input on the comprehensive river management plan of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. The first 2 meetings will take place in Spooner and Hayward on November 20th, and the other 2 will be held on November 21st in St. Croix Falls and Stillwater, Minnesota. The organization's river management plan focuses on resource management, visitor experiences, and preservation efforts. Residents can also submit comments on the plan online through the end of the year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. What made the difference? Doc Rivers.
One of the things we've been harping on is getting to the paint, create more threes. Well, shot 56 of them today, and 50 of them were great shots. We just didn't shoot them well. But man, if we play like that every night and get those shots, we're going to be fine.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Bears Sunday. Linebacker J.J. Enagbare on what it was like last week, learning the team had traded Preston Smith to the Steelers.
He's been here all my 3 years here, and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
College football. The Badgers with 3 games remaining, starting with Oregon Saturday night.
The number one team in the country coming in, you know, with an incredible opportunity in front of us. You know, it's going to be a challenge. I think that's the thing that we got to make sure we stay focused on.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dwayne Johnson has his quirks, but he might be booking himself too tight. According to Deadline, the star of Red One confirmed rumors that he was often late to the set and held the production from time to time. Director Jake Kasdan and co-star Chris Evans say it was no big deal because it is expected and more or less written into Johnson's contract because he is a very busy guy. The Rock also admitted to peeing into water bottles to save time. Word to the wise, if you are working on a set on a Dwayne Johnson film, bring a book to read and keep your water on your person. More Gail Godot? Yes, please. The actress will star in a film called The Runner from Amazon MGM Studios. The thriller is set in London, where Godot's character, a lawyer, attempts to rescue her abducted son while getting clues and cryptic messages from a mysterious caller. Sounds fun. The project is in the early stages of development with no release date set. Beyoncé might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyoncé has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothy Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest-grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times pretty funny, has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with scattered rain developing later this afternoon into this evening. Around a tenth of an inch or less of rain possible by the time it's done. Our high in the upper 40s. It will be breezy this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, rain ending 40. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.